Shabbos Nachamu. We usually speak about Yalkut Shemoini, beginning of the Haftarah. Chotu Bichvilayim. Bnei Yisrael Rechoite in a double way. A double chait. Shenemar. Chait Chota Yerushalayim. Yiloku Bichvilayim. And they got punished and hurt in a double fashion. Shenemar. That's enough, Torah. They got punished double. And their nechama and their comfort is also two-faced. Nachamu, nachamu, ami yomer elokeichem. So we spoke in many years, what this double thing. So like to share with you a mahalat from the Masas Binyamin. We will add a little bit of the Shemayim. It brings the Yalkut and Pashas Balak. Where when Balak saw that the whole cursing Klal Yisrael thing wasn't really working out, so he had an amazing idea. He told Bilam. He said to Bilam, listen, if you can't give him a klala, then how about give a klala to another nation, give a klala to some Goyish nation, and then bring them into it. You know, like a Gilgul Shvuas, a Gilgul klala. As you're giving them a klala, this other nation, you'll be able to like throw in Klal Yisrael. Some type of like Kenyan Agav thing. So he told them, we can't. Bilam said, I can't. Him am levodad yishkan. They're alone. I can't mix them with someone else. So he says a beautiful pshat in this medrash. Like this. Every nation in this world has a tafkid, a job to accomplish. Here there's a sefer, a beautiful sefer from Yoel Schwartz, the mechaber of tons and tons of amazing svarim. It's a sefer called Or La'amim, Light Unto the Nations. He also speaks, every nation has a job, a tafkid, which it needs to take care of. The Persians, they brought beautiful tapestry into this world, beautiful carpets, things that please the eye. Here in this sefer, Masas Binyamin, 100 years ago, he says the French people brought in some type of chachma into this world. You know, you might say something else. Maybe they brought pastries into this world, French fries. Every nation has something else which they've done. And Hashem set up the world that everybody should learn from each other. That's what Hashem wants. There's nations here. You should learn from different nations. There's lessons to learn from each one. My wife Zayda Zachar in the Bracha had a whole shmooze with Rayas that there's something to learn from everybody's language. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu might have translated the Torah into 70 languages. Because there's certain nuances which you can pick up from everybody's language. So let's get to Klal Yisrael. What's Klal Yisrael's job? What's their tachas in this world? What are they supposed to teach everybody? Oh, be a light unto nations. Like it says at the beginning of Yeshaya, the future, everyone will come, the Har Hashem, and you'll be a light unto nations, famous psukim, beginning of Yeshaya. So, we'll add a little bit to this. A little bit, Sirt Hashem. Shamshon Fal Hershon Spirishon Siddur says, Hanois in the Sechivino is the rooster early morning to be able to differentiate between light and dark. And the next bracha immediately afterwards, Shalai Yisani Goy. What is the just, how do you pronounce that word, just position, something, of these two brachas together? These two brachas mean that, what is Shalai Yisani Goy? I'm not a guy, but I still I'm like a rooster where I bring light, I teach, and I show the world how we're supposed to live. How we're supposed to live our lives. I'll just put in like a little ha'ara over here. I learned Yeshiva's tells. And the idea they used to say, you know, there's a story with Vilnagoyim told the Dubin Amagid that he's able to stay in his room and be mashpia on other people. That's a very high madrega. And they used to say and tells Yeshiva, that when the Goyim learned in Vilna, Isaac B'Tayra, at the same time, Kant, the great ethics writer, Kant, in Berlin, invented his most famous theory. I don't know the whole theory thing. So, Yossi used to say when I was a Bachur in Yeshiva, that they used to say in Litta, that if a Bachur in Yeshiva stops being makbid on Chol Yisrael, butter, which is a big chumrah, stops being makbid on Chol Yisrael butter. Check it out, it's a chumrah, it's not really a, you know, halachic necessity, because I'm not passing here at all, but just regularly we say that non-kosher milk can turn into butter. But if you stop being makban on it, then a Jew in Paris is going to go off the derech and eat chazer. So we really, you know, feel like we affect everything. But specifically, we want to speak today about being an example and a light into the nations. So Rigipta said it doesn't mean you have to go along mamish necessarily and go become worldly. You do not have to become worldly. You have to star as a yid. Like it says in the Sees Parsha. Kihi chokhmasim uvinasim eini amim. That's your job. Star in Torah. Be profound as a yid. And be a role model to the rest of the world. So I found over here also a beautiful mimer from the Heiliger Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg in the Sefer, the Prakim. I think it's also one of his other Sfarim, where he brings to Socrates, the great Greek philosopher, used to say that the job of a teacher is to set the student on the right path, give him the right ideas, inspire him with the good ideas, and he'll follow it through. But we do not believe in that, says Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg, because the Gemara says, if your Rebbe is as holy as an angel, then learn from him. If not, skip it. Because we do not learn mostly from the knowledge and information. Most of our growth is from our connection to role models. So they're a light unto nations and they're a light unto Klai Yisrael also. So this is the job of a Yid, is to live a life which inspires other Yidin and inspires even Goyim. He brings that the Alter from Kelm says, the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos starts with Baruch Shabachar Behem Mishnasam. It's how you think about who these leaders were, and then the Musar of Pirkei Avos will inspire you. So, this is a tremendous job of Klal Yisrael, to be a role model, to be a light unto nations, to inspire others. Avraham Avinu, here the first Yid, the Rambam describes, what did Avraham Avinu do? Rambam says, in the famous beginning of Sefer Zohar, the Rambam says he went around the world and inspired other people to stop the levity of Sefer Zohar. Like we daven every single day. The second oilam that picked up the whole world of Makos Shakai. That's what we aspire to better the world. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Mitzvah Gimel, and part of the Mitzvah of Avos Hashem, when you really love somebody, says the Rambam, is you want to talk about it, you want to spread his ideas. And if you have this Hashem alikacha, everybody knows she Hashem Shemayim is Ayval Yadacha, you should bring more love of Hashem into the world. And the Rambam says, that's why Avraham Avinu was called Avraham Oyavi. Because he fulfilled this job, this mission. And that is what our mission is, to go along and bring more love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world, to inspire people. To get closer to our Kaddish Baruch, to stop serving by desire, by being role models, whether it's to non-religious Jews, whether it's to Goyim, or to our family, to our children, to our friends, not to let them down. Rabbi Chil Weinberg brings a story of a Rebbe that was giving a drasha to a student, he knows the story, was giving a drasha to a student, he was so inspired, and then the Rebbetzin brought him the Rebbe some food to eat, and the Rebbe unfortunately, stepped down and he was like getting excited about the food, and that was the end of the inspiration for the students. So we have to try. It's obviously, I'm not saying he didn't have or anything, but maybe he was thinking about it, trying to get to that level, but to really, really live like that. So now we can understand what Balak's plan was. He tells Bilam, curse them together with another nation. Why? Why would that help? He says, if there is a lack of chizuk by the nations, if there are goyim who are being oivdei avodazara gili arayis shvichas damim, if there are immoral goyim in the world, whose fault is it? Who didn't inspire them enough? Klal Yisrael didn't follow through, didn't give them that inspiration which they need. And therefore, find any nation with a problem, curse them, and along with them, you could curse Klal Yisrael because it's their fault. It's ultimately their fault. Why didn't they inspire that nation? That's the job of Bnei Yisrael. That's the Pshat and Balak's taina to Bilam. He says, find some nation with some problem, give them a klala for their problem, and at the same time you could curse Klal Yisrael. So the Olma says, what do you want? You know, I'm other value of Yishkun. You can't have a taina on them. You can't have a taina on them when they were distantly far apart from that other nation. The nation couldn't learn from them. You know, we said you could in some way inspire them, but we said maybe you can inspire other Yidden in other places, distant places. But to inspire the Goyim in a distant place because of these Yidden, you can't, that's not a taina on Klal Yisrael. But now we understand the Medrash which we began with. The Bnei Yisrael v'chatu b'chvelayim. They did a double sin. What was the double sin? The double sin was not only did they not live up to par, but unfortunately, they were held accountable for the nations which were around them. Nations used to come visit Eretz Yisrael, and they would see the way the Yidden were acting. And in good times, they were very inspired. Like Rashi says in Mosaic of Bracha, when he's describing the Bracha of Shevet Zvulun, he says, Zvulun, because they did business with other nations, Rashi and Bezul Chumash, was a cause for so many Geirim back in the day. People became Geirim because they saw the way Zvulun did business with them. They were so inspired, and they came to Eretz Yisrael, and they became Geirim. Yoyin HaNavi on the boat, all the people saw the way, what happened, they all became Geirim, it says in the Medrash. But they were given, they're living in close proximity to Goyim, and these Goyim were continuing to live a terrible lifestyle, and Navi says, Chet Chata Yerushalayim, double sin, Klal Yisrael. Not only did you sin, but you failed in your mission in this world to inspire others, and you caused others to be Chayte, sort of like Chayte Omachti Yisraelim, at least by not bringing them back, at least by not lifting them up. And therefore, Laksa Yerushalayim. The Einishim, which were inscribed in Eicha, Lo Aleichem Lo Yeridara, Chabitu Re'u, Miesh Machav Kimachayv, there's nobody else in this world ever went through what we went through. Yes, because we had a double sin, so we had this double punishment. But the Nechama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we're going to Mirtz Hashem come back, we're going to live up to our potential, we're going to inspire ourselves, we're going to inspire our children, inspire our families, inspire our neighbors, inspire our communities, inspire our entire nation, and even inspire the world. And that is the double nechama. We're going to come back, and we're going to have this nechama to everybody else. Shabbos, Yishvi Zoyche, to the Geula Shleima, the nechama, Kfula, the Karoy, Mamash.